you took a point from that, but anything else you could take from the game?
We're happy with a clean sheet. Ryan comes in. The disappointment from losing the 3 goals last week, so we've tightened up at the back there. You know, we lost Mark Dunning through the week again, so James Cragan's playing at right back. We're limited with the personnel that we've got at the back at the moment, so to come down here with a bit of pressure on us with the way last week turned out, you know, we're very happy that we've come down here and had a clean sheet.
Good defensive performance, but you've still got to score goals. You're nearer to that today.
It's something that we're going to have to work on. You know, I think we can see that we had a couple of chances in the first half, and we worked on attacking plays through the week. We're just in, and we'll continue to do that. But as I say, the boys can't be faulted for the lack of effort. We're just going to have to be a little bit more streetwise, keep working hard, try to keep getting in positions, and then hopefully the goals will come.
You clearly went with young Callum Smith today in preference to Miles Hippolyte. How do you feel Callum did?
We felt it was right to change it. We changed the shape. We went with a diamond in the midfield, two strikers, to see if that could unsettle Morton. So Callum's come in, he's worked hard. Did he get any clear-cut chances himself? Probably not. But that's not having a dig at Callum. I thought his attitude and commitment to the cause today was really good.
And as you say, a clean sheet, so good idea bringing in Ryan Skilly back to Dunfermline.
No, I'm delighted for Ryan. You know, it's hard to come back to your old club at the best of times, but to do it here after us getting hold of him during the week, it's great for him. It's something, again, we can build on and look towards try to add hopefully another couple before the transfer window.
In terms of the season, Stevie, is it about getting enough points to make sure you're not dragged into a relegation battle, or is it still very much looking for a place in the top four?
No, we've got to be looking for fourth place. As I say, it's frustrating. It's frustrating, and we'll take that on the chin. We worked on stuff through the week that didn't come to fruition, you know, on the attacking plays, but having played up front myself, I know that you can go through spells and you've just got to keep working with them in training, try and make it lively, realistic, but boys are getting confidence from hitting the back of the net, and it has been happening. Unfortunately, we're not seeing that at the moment, the 3 games that have been in charge, but I know it's to persevere. We'll keep working to try and help the boys and develop them, and it's something that, as I say, we'll continue to do.
And what can be done in the window in terms of signings?
Well, we're looking at a couple of things. It's difficult to add in January at the best of times. All I can say is that Ross and the board are trying their hardest to try and back us. I don't want to go out and add people for the sake of adding them. I think it's wrong for where we're at the moment. I want people that are going to come in. I want players to come in. Like Ryan's done today, he's done very well. But I want players that will come in and make an impact between now and the end of the season for us. And if we can get a couple, great. If we can't, then it's not as if we're not sitting doing our homework and trying to bring people on.
All the best to you.